السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, we continue with our theme on easy steps to Jannah. This is the discussion that we've been having before the Isha Salah this week. Just a quick recap of what we discussed yesterday. We explained that the first person to enter Jannah will be Nabiyuna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Nabi of Allah will knock on the door of Jannah, the question will be asked that who is it? And he will reply, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the angels will say that we were instructed not to open the doors of Jannah for anyone but you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the first to enter Jannah. And when he was narrating this to the Sahaba, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, if only I can be there with you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from my ummah, you will be the first to enter Jannah. Then we also explained yesterday that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted this ummah great honor. We were last to come to this earth, but we will be the first to enter Jannah. In one narration it is mentioned, we have been privileged on multiple fronts. We were last to come to this earth, but we will be the first to be resurrected. We will be granted the greatest position on the plains of resurrection. Then our reckoning will be taken first. We will get the first place under the throne and arsh of Allah. We will cross the bridge of Sirat first, and we will enter Jannah first. And we concluded yesterday by mentioning that the majority of the dwellers of Jannah, the majority of the inhabitants of Jannah, will be from this ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, taking the discussion further, we take a look at another narration. One day a person came, and he was from the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book. And he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I hear that you tell your people that in Jannah you will eat and you will drink. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, in Jannah you will eat and you will drink, but not like in this world. In Jannah you will be granted the energy of 100 men when it comes to eating, drinking and sexual intimacy. 100 men meaning an abundance of energy, an abundance of strength to consume, to drink, and to fulfill, to secure sexual gratification. So the man then followed up the question and he said, Ya Rasulullah, but if you eat and drink, then you would need to relieve yourself. So will you be going to the loo in Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, no. The people of Jannah, they will eat to their fill. You know, in this world, sometimes you eat something very delicious, and they say it's going to burn twice. Once it burns your tongue, and then it's going to burn you the next day when you visit the bathroom. So that's the nature of dunya. Dunya is imperfect. But in Jannah, you can eat whatever you want, how much you want, to what extent you want. And all that will happen is you'll give a burp, and even that will give off the fragrance of musk. You will sweat, and even that will give a sweet fragrance, as per this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, we've been concluding the discussion every day by mentioning one action, one easy action that can secure us entry into Jannah. And yesterday we said visiting the sick, and we discussed the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you go out to visit someone who is sick, or a Muslim brother of yours, the angels congratulate you. They tell you that your travel is blessed and you have secured your spot in Jannah. A sick person is vulnerable, a sick person is anxious, a sick person needs company, he needs consolation. When you take out the time from your busy schedule to visit someone who is sick, that just could be your ticket to Jannah. The hadith, or the action that I want to conclude with today, in terms of one easy step that can secure us entry into Jannah, the scholars write, do not harass your neighbors. Do not cause any difficulty or any hardship to your neighbors. Because in the narration of Sahih Muslim, it is mentioned that he whose neighbor is not protected from his evil and harassment will not enter paradise. So whether your neighbor is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, be kind to them, be good to them, be courteous to them. The minimum is, do not be of any inconvenience or harm to them. But more than that, be good to them. If they are Muslims, all the more. If they are non-Muslims, show them the beauty of Islam and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That just could be your ticket to Jannah. May Allah grant us the understanding. Brothers, it gives us absolute delight and honor to once again welcome to our masjid Mufti Ismail Musa Mank. Mufti Saab is a world-renowned scholar and reciter, as we know, and he is in demand all over the globe. Allah reward him for his sacrifice. You know, people think that globetrotting is glamorous. If only they know how much of sacrifice the scholars have to go through, what it means to live out of a suitcase. But they do it out of the fervor to serve the deen of Allah. And out of their humility, they accept invitations all over the world. They have, Mufti Saab has a family also, and his great sacrifice, may Allah reward him. And really, on behalf of the Nurul Islam congregation, we need to express our heartfelt gratitude to Mufti Saab. From the many, many places across the globe that he's being invited, alhamdulillah, last year and this year, Mufti Saab has been kind enough and gracious enough to accept our invite for our annual Sira Jalsa and to give us one night in the month of Ramadan. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept. Mufti Saab inshallah will be leading us in a few rakats of Taraweeh as well tonight, and will be delivering a talk and discourse after the Taraweeh Salah.